This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use code 199NUTS for $1.99.com. Defense Soap. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off your entire order. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 177. My name is Ingo Weigold.
I'm Matt Groot, MMA show, binary fans for MMA fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Yes, sir.
Single shot. One shot, one kill, Ingo.
That's how we like it.
That's how we do it.
To anyone who has their PS4 and is currently playing, congratulations. We will be joining the ranks of the next generation. Soon.
In a week.
Yes.
And be sure to bid on mine on eBay. It's currently sitting at $133.
Scary.
It's you all fine. They're balls. Selling at $600. Don't worry.
All right.
I'll sell that Xbox One for you when you're ready.
Which Xbox One?
You bought two, right?
Yeah, I thought one was for you.
I bought one too.
Oh, I didn't.
So we have an extra one. No, we're good. We need an extra one.
We do?
Yeah, because we can sell it.
Okay.
We'll make large money, or you'll make large money. I will sell it for you gratis.
I think what I would like to do with that is I would like to sell it and then put the proceeds towards something positive. I don't want the money. It's like, I'm going to kill you.
We donate so much throughout the year.
I know, but we should do it anyway.
Want to donate more?
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we need to donate some this month and donate some more next month.
Okay.
Anyway. But
yeah. I don't know. We'll talk about it.
Yes.
I feel like I've had lots of good fortune. I want to give some back. So buy my Xbox for $1,200, please. So I can give some back.
And 99% of the proceeds will go to Ingo Weigold, and 1% will go to a charity of his liking.
Okay.
Probably a stroke relief fund.
Oh, no.
No, let's not lead with that. Lead with the Buffalo Wild Wings. Go, Ingo! Buffalo Wild Wings. Best restaurant ever to watch UFC.
Worst experience watching UFC and or going to a sporting viewing event at a restaurant ever, and Buffalo Wild Wings is supposed to be known for this shit, but I'm not sure what happened to the place by us. But man, where do we start? Okay, first
half hour to get a table,
yeah,
for
45 minutes,
six,
even longer. We get sat, then they're like not gonna put the UFC on because the Blackhawks game's on, which they happen to be losing like 7-2 in the third period.
Just like fucking 10 minutes left, they're not gonna score 5 goals.
No,
just fucking turn it off. The sound, at least. Let me hear the volume for the UFC.
They wouldn't do it. And then we try to order food, and then it was gluten-free available, but then they come back, and no gluten-free, right?
Right.
What did they tell you? Like, sorry, sir?
Yeah, it was so busy. The dedicated gluten-free deep fryer we had, not so much anymore, so we have to use it for the regular customers, not you fucking retard celiac fucks.
Drinks took forever. I mean, like, Jesus Christ. That beer took like 20 minutes.
Food took forever?
The food was almost an hour, and it wasn't that busy. Come on, they make fucking chicken wings. How hard can
they be? Had a lot of people working. We had so many different people coming to our table, too. Is everything all right?
Not really.
Can I help you with anything? Do you need a little something, Mingo?
Yeah, well.
Like, mind off, lady.
And I got some food poisoning or something, because I got the fucking Montezuma today. I was dying. I was telling him when I walked in earlier. That was the first time that I can remember in a long time where I'm actually like sitting and I'm going, I have to go, like run to the bathroom right now. And it was not beautiful. But fuck that place. I'm not going there again. Fuck you, Buffalo.
It's all good. Or not. No, they can eat a healthy, or I was thinking about a sick bag of dicks, like with gonorrhea and maybe some sort of pus or green shit oozing out of them.
Okay.
They can have them.
They can have those.
They can enjoy their food poisoning that will come of that.
I don't know what it was, but my stomach does not feel well. Hence is why I'm drinking the water.
Agua. And I'm drinking the beer, which I haven't enjoyed in a long time. Yes. I figured I will drink beer again.
Very tasty. Now can we talk about Craig?
Yeah, the stroke relief fund, please.
All right.
Enlighten us.
So I talked to Craig Perlman recently.
He is the endocrinologist.
Correct.
The stars or something.
Yeah, he was on the show once. I'd love to get him on again at some point. And he kind of fell off the face for like a couple months, and I wasn't sure what was going on, because we chat here and there. And finally, he like messaged me. He's like, "You won't believe what happened." I'm like, "What?" He goes, "Well," he's like, "I was taking a shit, and I don't know, like I was really straining, and then I had like this weird feeling, and then everything started. I couldn't see. I went blind, and then I had all these numbness in my face and arm. And my wife took me to the hospital, and come to find out, he had a major stroke. And it was the same kind of stroke that like Teddy Bruschi had, the linebacker from the Patriots. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember that back. Some weird like blood pressure changing stroke in the head. They got him on some kind of medication, I guess, right now, and he's stable. But he said he almost died. The medication that they give you for that, there's like a 10% chance that within a half an hour you'll be dead. that's how like
Jesus Christ
crazy the situation was. And he's like, his wife is such a cool as a cucumber. She like never cried or anything. She was like, all right, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do that. Right. We're gonna just, here we go. It's all good.
So you're telling, you know how like in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, they have the Sausage King of Chicago.
Abe Froman.
So, yeah. So is Craig like the steroid king of?
It's funny you ask that.
New Jersey or New York?
Because he said they were pressing him like at the hospital, like, sir, no, really, you need to let us know, like, if you know.
Are you on the sauce?
Like he's like, no, seriously, I'm not. I'm just high strung, like, and I work out and I'm active, and he's like, but yeah, but you're an endocrinologist, like,
you know, something.
Come on now, he's like, no, I'm not, you know, whatever, because apparently he had the same symptoms as someone who's a heavy steroid user. So, I don't know, Craig.
But
speedy recovery to you, sir. Yeah. I'm glad you're okay. That's fucking scary. He's like in his 30s. I think he's.
That's very scary.
Early 30s. He's younger than us. So
when you're masturbating, you shouldn't have a fucking belt around your neck.
You know what you're doing. On the toilet with a belt, jerking off, taking a shit all at the same time.
Michael, what is it? Michael Hutchinson? Or the guy from NXS.
Is that how he died?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I forgot about that.
Allegedly. Okay. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, speedy recovery.
Dangerous.
Get well soon.
It's fucking scary, man.
Send us steroids. What?
I want to be on the TRT.
Or at least some good endocrinologists in the local Illinois area.
Yes.
So, we're ready to move right along?
We're moving on.
I have the rock slides up, and I give no fucks. I'm just going to keep it on the Hendrix GSPs.
Shock the world.
Goddamn right. So, last week, we were talking about hockey enforcer Bob Probert. And how when he used to play hockey and fight, he used to be coked up out of his fucking mind.
Yes.
So it's weird because Mike Tyson just came out and said that a lot of the fights that he had, like the big ones, he used to be all coked up. So is coke a good thing if you're fighting then? Because didn't Matt Brown say he used to be coked up, or at least he was for his first fight? And
he said that.
He won, but I don't want to advocate people doing cocaine, but might be a
saying?
Good thing, because it sounds like it makes people crazy and they fucking dominate.
Yeah, but I would assume, like, I don't know, I always thought, this is why I stopped taking pre-workout, like, boosters, is because...
this is why I stopped taking cocaine.
No, like, I used to do the Red Bull and all this fucking, like, that shit that you got upstairs. And there was a time when I would be working out, and I'm like, man, I think my heart is beating too fast. Like, mm-hmm. I need to, like... This is scary, and it's already beating fast because you're working out so hard. I don't know if coke would be helpful. It would seem like, because I mean, I know a friend who from college who almost died because he had a fucking like a heart attack from cocaine.
Who's that? Len Bias?
Oh no, that's not my friend. No, but
no, I'm just saying. Wasn't he a guy who got coke and had a heart attack?
Crack. I think he smoked crack. But my friend also happened to be black and extremely tall or whatever. But that's when he turned his life around. Like he said, he almost died from like. Doing coke because he died basically. He was dead for like 30 seconds. His heart stopped.
Like Nikki Six from Motley Crue.
You know, crazy stuff.
He's on heroin though.
Oh, okay.
He's heroin needle.
Yeah, those musicians, the artists, they like the heroin. I don't know why. But I don't know. I guess coke makes you like hyper aggressive and happy and energetic. And
sounds like a scary drug to me. Don't try that, kids. I'm just kidding.
I wouldn't touch it. I have enough trouble with needles. Never mind snorting shit up my nose.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a party. I don't want to be involved with either a needle or, well, unless it's steroids, I'd be all down with that. But cocaine, no.
Not like Kenny Power style?
Every show guy's fucking, awesome. Fucking taking a line here or there.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Epic.
And then what else is going on here? Oh, you see the Misha Tate, you know how they're doing this Movember thing where everyone's trying to grow a beard?
That's the story I forgot about. And, yes, thank you.
She said, well, we should do, if you're a lady, we should do Muffember. And I forgot that she is actually the queen of Muffember because I found this photo. Remember this one?
Oh, yeah.
Like, man, I really want to tweet it out, but maybe a little inappropriate, so I'll just post it here.
You should do it. But, come on, we should. That's totally funny.
If she's saying it's Muffember, goddamn
it. She seems like a cool chick. I think she would laugh at that.
Okay, I'll tweet it out.
We should tweet that out. You have her, you should tag her up.
I will. Do what?
You know.
Did you just say tag her?
I don't know. Did Brian What's-His-Face win?
Who?
Didn't her fucking guy or whatever, her boyfriend, fight on this card?
No.
A different Brian?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. What the fuck do I know?
There's probably another Brian.
Oh, it's Brian Ebersole. My bad.
Yeah, he lost, though. If he was named Brian, he lost.
Okay. There was only one Brian on the card, so.
That's okay.
Yeah, never mind.
So, anyway, let's get into the meat. Let's not fuck around anymore.
All right.
Look, I'm already there. I like ding! Meat. Dong!
Meat's good.
Which is dead. So, let's hit some scores. Ingo did awesome this card.
No, I did not.
Yeah,
did
you really? Did. You won!
What's my score?
I was 6-6. Ingo was 8-4. Oh, yeah. And the Magic 8-Ball was 7-5. So, yes! Overall...
the first time ever.
Overall, 195 and 123. Ingo, 180 and 138. And the Magic 8-Ball is tied with me at 195 and 123.
Damn.
61.3%.
I don't think I can catch you guys.
You might. It's there's impossible. Still some time left.
Unless you really fuck it up and I'm like perfect the rest of the way.
Unless we just start skipping lots of cards and not make it predictions. Mm. Or just predict a fight.
Just one. No, then I'll have no chance to catch up.
Yeah, or we'll predict everything. We'll cover local MMA. There's only
all everything.
There's only 38 fights on a card, you know.
Yeah. XFO has a December 13th card coming out. And right now
there's 38 fights on the card.
That's crazy.
But I'm expecting half of them because it's
tough. You said it'll probably be about 21 by then. I'm like, that's still a lot of fights.
It's a ton of fights. Well, usually the amateurs, you see fucking 95% of them end in the first round.
Which is weird. I thought you couldn't have amateur and pro on the same event.
No, they do that.
They can do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all good.
Interesting.
And you have those like weird ones. Because remember they had a tie fight that one time when we saw...
Oh, the guy from our gym. Yeah, they were wearing headgear and
shin guards,
and he still knocked the guy out.
Yeah, he did. Cold.
Yeah, it was bad.
So,
speaking of knockouts, can I give you the fight of the night bonuses?
Yes, please.
All right, so GSP and Johnny Hendricks win fight of the night, obviously. Tyron Woodley got KO of the night on Josh Koscheck, which was brutal. Wow. And submission of the night goes to Donald Cerrone with a late triangle.
Which, why wasn't that fight on the main card?
I don't know. What'd you say last night? Did they need that?
Just trying to help sell the pay-per-view. So you're going to put a good fight on right before. But I think you kind of fucked those guys because that's pay-per-view material. And it looked like it was a solid fight compared to these two other guys. I don't know who the fuck they were.
There was a lot of decisions on this card, undercard at least. There was like 8 decisions. Wow, 8 decisions.
There's 12 fights on this card.
Yeah. That's crazy. Of course, GSP goes to a decision.
Well,
that's a given.
You know, if it's GSP, it's going to.
It's probably because of the weight classes were lighter. You notice when the heavyweights fight, there's a lot more finishes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then how about the Sergio Pettis fight?
Did not see.
And he looked okay for his first fight. But the thing I wanted to mention is this water bottle thing.
Oh, yeah.
Where Duke is ridiculous. Sticking the water bottle out, and Sergio's sitting there, and he's like, oh, feed it to me. And Duke drops it. He's like, fucking grab it. It reminded me of Full Metal Jacket when the drill sergeant is talking to Gomer Pyle, and he's like, choke me. He's like, don't bring my fucking hand to you. Bring your throat to my hand and choke yourself.
Choke yourself, yeah.
Epic.
That was a good movie. I haven't seen that in a while.
Come on, Gomer Pyle. What else?
Well, I don't know.
Weird
okay,
shit.
So let's talk Woodley and Koscheck.
Okay.
I feel like I was quite surprised by how fast Woodley looked in comparison.
And how strong.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That's
so crazy.
I have to remember when I'm picking fights, I keep saying it after we see the results about speed kills.
Yep.
And when I'm looking at the fights, I never take that into the equation until after the fact.
Yep. And the reach was close.
Fuck.
Kostri just made a mistake. He instead of using his feet to gain distance, he tried to use his hands.
Base?
Yeah, he overextended and Woodley just, you know, unloaded on his ass. Just boom.
Whoa.
Everywhere. It's like, eat this.
Just everywhere. And then he nails him with the right, and then he hits him with another, like a left, right, and fuck. Solid.
Boom.
Solid.
Those are the worst when the arms go flying back when you get knocked out. It's like you're out cold before you hit the ground.
It's like you're on a roller coaster. Yeah. You're getting ready to party.
Something like that.
Sweet.
So, I don't know. Woodley looked pretty good. I think he's making a case here for some something.
It's tough now because that's three losses in a row for Koscheck, but Dana White said that he's not going to get cut because he's got a soft spot in his black heart for all these guys that are in the first season of The Ultimate Fighter.
He does?
Yes.
But Kosh seems like he should hang it up, man. Not that he's like washed up or anything, but he just hasn't looked really good in his last few fights. It's just his old. I think ever since
what?
The GSP fucking eyeball thing, he's just not right. George just beat the fucking shit. Like,
is that why he
beat his ass off or
made
something?
Him do this?
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking winchy eyes. I don't know what that's about, but I think I got a couple good matchups for these guys.
Okay.
So Woodley, I want to see him fight Hector Lombard.
That's not bad.
Because I think those two will just fucking slug it out. Hopefully. I don't know. That'd be a good matchup. Is he going to judo him down? Is he going to wrestle fuck him? I don't know. And then Koscheck, put him up against Brian Ebersole because he's off two losses. Loser leaves town then.
Okay, that's fair.
Three versus two losses.
I kind of like Woodley versus Lawler, though.
I could be open for that one, too. I'll make a note for that one.
Both guys are like on the same trajectory for the belt, so I don't know if they're...
Lawler, Lombard?
Lombard. Well, did Lombard win his last fight? I can't remember.
I got a good match for Lawler, though.
You do?
Okay. We'll save it. I like either of those. I want...
Who? Carlos Condit?
No. I have someone else.
Okay.
So...
Ronda Rousey.
Honda Housie?
And what's this with the shit everybody talking about beating up Cain Velasquez? What's all the women? All the women are talking about Ronda saying she can fight Cain and win.
You're out of your fucking mind.
And then there's like, what's the other one that, Liz Carmouche, or was it the other one? One of the, I don't know. That was all over the underground the last week or so. I don't know. Anyways, that's what they're talking about. Ronda said she could beat Cain Velasquez.
And she's a sane woman.
She is. He only weighs twice as much as she does. Maybe she cuts a lot. Probably cuts 40 pounds. She's normally 195.
At least she makes weight. She's no Gina Carano when it comes to making weight.
But you know what? All of that weight that Gina didn't cut is all beautiful weight.
Titty.
It's all weight that
she... That was the hottest thing ever when she would miss weight and then, like, well, you're going to have to get naked.
Yeah. She was a good sport about it.
Yep. What else you going to do? You got to be a good sport.
Yes.
You're missing weight like three times. But you know, the funny thing is, when you look at a guy who misses weight three times, that's blasphemous. And the only person that comes to mind is Anthony Rumble Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
But usually once, you're like, twice, you're fucked. But on the ladies' side, it was always accepted for Carano. It's like,
them titties.
It's a, yeah, it's a given.
It's okay.
Them titties, them ass. You know, what are your reasons?
Dana's like, what are you going to do? Them titties.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Oh, speaking of which, what's with this 115-pound ladies division that they're going to unveil? Yeah. Why are they skipping 125?
Because I think there's more talent at 115. There's a ton of chicks at 115. Even if you just look local, there's all the girls that are fighting out of this area are all like 115ers.
What about 145? How about 155?
Oh, no. That's cyborg weight. We don't fuck with that division.
Come on. Let's let the ladies be a little bit beefy. I want, like, a heavyweight ladies division.
205
pounds. No, not that big. But I think you could go 55.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Fuck it. Why do they have to cut so much?
Because they want to, I think they want to get some disparity between the men and the women. Like, disparity? No. Parity? What do you call that? I don't even know. My brain.
Are you trying to disparage the ladies?
Something. You know what I'm saying. Some fucking.
You just said miscarriage.
Polarity.
I'm sorry.
I did not say that.
That's blasphemous, my friend.
Putting words in my mouth, sir.
It's better than cocks in your
that's true.
Mouth or big dicks in your ass.
Unless you like cocks in your mouth, it's okay.
Hey, it's whatever you like, I'm fully supportive of everybody.
Okay.
You want to grow a beard? Grow a beard.
Yes. You want cocks in your mouth? It's all good.
You want to grow a big-ass bush if you're a lady? Knock yourself out.
Yep.
I can't even see where I'm at. I'm blasphemous. I'm too far ahead, Ingo. I need a...
No, you're good.
No.
Oh, you're a Chael Sonnen. Sorry. There's a mirror behind the camera so we can see what's going on. Our beautiful faces.
That's right.
Make sure you look good.
But I know I have bad mirrors on my side.
Oh,
Oh, it's, yeah. It's dirty mirror, and I can only see a quarter of it.
Okay.
Can you get the middle one, then?
Yeah.
Maybe you should be driving.
I see perfect. I could drive. It doesn't matter.
He doesn't even have his license, Lisa. It's all good.
Oh, Simpsons reference?
No, License to Drive, remember?
Oh, yeah.
It was like 3 episodes ago.
Oh, we're back to the Billy Ocean? Okay. You have a memory, sir.
I don't remember anything.
I'm not drinking, so my memory's not, because I'm not drinking, so therefore I can't.
You're not lubricated.
I can't remember what we did, because I was drunk then.
I hear you.
I think. If that makes any sense.
It makes sense every time we talk.
You know what makes no sense? Is that this particular fight.
How so?
Turned out the way it did.
Because yeah, on paper, I.
Who thunk it? I mean, I picked Lawler to win, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you picked Lawler. I picked McDonald.
I thought he would knock him out, but I just thought Rory didn't look at all like the Rory that we saw against BJ or, you know.
So I'll pose the question to you then. So do you think it was McDonald, and I think I mentioned this before, the mental game of McDonald, because obviously if he wins, he's probably going to get matched up against GSP. So do you think it was that working on him or Lawler, and I don't want to discredit Lawler's skills, but do you think Lawler's skill is what won him the fight, or is it the mental game of McDonald?
I think it was a little bit of both. I think McDonald really, gave a lot of respect to Lawler and his power. And Robbie looked like he was moving really well. He was rolling the shoulders well, not getting hit too much, you know. And I don't know, Rory doesn't seem that mentally tough, to be honest with me. Do you? Like, it's kind of, wasn't he the one talking about going to a bad place or something? Like, he's some kind of weird.
Was he following GSP to a dark place?
He's going to a dark place.
This is what happens? They live together, they go to a dark place.
I guess.
And things start happening, bodies start slapping.
Now it has me thinking.
Now I'm doing a wild thing.
I have to hold my thoughts on this until we talk about the GSP fight. But
that's a good point.
I just had a thought about something here. Interesting.
See? We're connecting the dots. Did you just go Finkel his Einhorn on me?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Einhorn is Finkel.
Fuck.
Yeah, I don't know. Rory just didn't look like himself. I don't know what it was. You know, maybe are they off the sauce?
Could be a double off the sauce. I'm just saying. He was throwing lots of kicks again, and it looked like he was over-respecting Lawler's power and trying to keep the distance too much and not engaging enough.
Nope.
You have to fight. It didn't look like he was fighting. He was just trying to stay off. And then the fight just kind of slipped away from him.
Yeah, it did.
And then do you think he was a poor sport? Because he kind of looked like he ran out of the octagon
I think
afterwards.
He was. Well, there's no way he should have. He thought he should have won that fight. I mean, what is he going to do? Maybe he's mad with himself. Or maybe he was going back to give GSP a hug. I don't know.
Get GSP ready? He's got to do the fluff job for him?
Fluff my boy. I don't know. But shit happens. You know, Robbie's always been good.
Mm-hmm.
He's had his fair share.
He's having a resurgence, Ingo.
Seems that way.
At 170 back in the UFC.
So I guess you don't really need jiu-jitsu and wrestling to be good in MMA. You just have to have really good stand-up and
good solid takedown defense.
Yeah.
Or if you get taken down, you could be a pop back up.
Yeah.
The sprawl and brawl kind
of? I suppose so. He's like the current Chuck Liddell.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. You know, sort of. Old school guy.
Hell yeah.
Still hanging in there.
Making it happen. Doing this in the crowd. Watching fights.
Yeah.
A lot of fucking firepower in the crowd. Holy shit.
Big celebrity time. Well, it's Vegas, so obviously.
It was the 20th anniversary, so they had everybody. Hoyce, Severin, Coleman, Jimerson.
Art.
And by the way, let me just say, this was blasphemous, this Q&A, where you had all these legends on the stage. So you had, like I just said, I think I might have mentioned this last week. I don't know.
Did you?
It feels like I'm talking about this again.
We talked about it last night.
That makes sense. Deja vu. Hoyce Gracie, Mark Coleman, Dan Severin, and then Art Jimerson. That's right, Jimerson. And he's wearing his one boxing glove. But you're labeling them all as the fucking legends of the UFC doing a Q&A. It's fucking blasphemous. Why is Jimerson on the fucking stage? Shouldn't be there. Maybe for a question, you roll him out and roll him off. Feel like he needs the hook.
But you have like one fight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He lost the Hoyce.
But it was a prolific, so it was in everyone's memory, you know?
But he's no legend in the sport. That's the problem. All these other guys had fucking accomplished careers. This guy, not so much.
Maybe he just was the only one.
I mean, he was a boxer, but
who showed up? I don't know.
He was somewhat belligerent.
Yes, he was.
Anyways, does that digress too much? So, what do you think next for Lawler?
I don't know. Like, I really do like the Woodley matchup, but I wouldn't mind seeing him against another striker, like a Condit type fight, just to see what would happen, you know? But
I can see Woodley, or I'd like to see him rematch Jake Shields.
Ooh.
Because Jake just beat Damian.
Yeah.
Which was a little controversial.
Yeah. It wasn't handily, though. He didn't beat him off. Like, he just kind of.
No. But I think Jake needs to face a solid striker.
You want to see him get knocked out or something?
Maybe. <Okay. laughs> I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And then McDonald, maybe a little Damian Maia action for
sure.
him. I don't know. McDonald, he needs to go back to the drawing board, though.
Yeah. I don't know what happened with this guy, but he's big, man. He almost looks like he's too big. Maybe he should move up a weight class.
Or maybe they need to fight in Canada.
So he can be bigger.
All that he can be.
He can be all he can be. Like the GSP?
Yes, exactly. Be all you
can
be.
To rhyme.
GSP!
Yes. I don't know.
Or GPS.
Ah, yeah.
Always know where you're going, Ingo.
Know your role.
That's half the battle. Evans versus Sonnen, go.
I don't care. This was like, when this came on, I was like, I mean, I like Chael. He's a funny guy. Evans is like whatever, but it just, this whole thing just didn't really seem like it was necessary.
No,
I'm not sure.
I just saw a tweet from Sonnen, I forgot, sometime during the day. He said, all three judges ruled this fight 30-27 for Sonnen.
Okay.
By the way.
Nice.
What
do you say? I don't know. He's probably done, I would say, right? Why would he fight more?
Well, he got to fight Vanderlei. They're both coaching.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
But that fight was booked before this fight, so I think mentally he didn't give a shit about this fight.
Did he just want some money or what?
Well, it's weird because himself, Chael is saying, you know, I'm fighting at 205, and he's struggling against these strong wrestlers. He said, once I get put down, I can't get back up.
Yeah.
And that happened against Jones, and it happened against Evans here. But I don't want to call him Bob Sapp, but he fucking tapped a strike single.
Well, he was getting
a submission by strikes.
He got the shit kicked. Well, he's getting beat, man.
He's pretty bad. He's no Paul Buentello, but I'm just saying it was Bob Sapp-esque.
What did Paul tap to? Leg strikes?
So many times. I think he's tapped. I didn't look it up, but I want to say he's tapped at least three times the strikes.
Okay. I think Chuck Congo was hitting him in the thigh, and he was tapping. I remember that was like a fight night card.
Sounds right.
I vaguely remember something like that.
That sounds correct, sir. I'm not even going to research it. I'm just going to say you are correct, and it's all good. So
we know who's next for Chael at 185, correct? Vanderlei, or is that a 205?
I don't know. I would expect it to be 85. Chael says he's better at 85. He's got a he's not at a disadvantage. Put it that way.
Yeah.
Strength wise,
what about Rashad looking a little more ripped up?
Do you think it has anything to do with Vitor Belfort being in his camp?
Maybe those black civilians,
they're on the programming. Go,
yes,
maybe that's blasphemous. You guys call yourself MMA's reporter. What are we? I don't even know what the fuck we are.
We're just people.
You keep disparaging fighters and saying everyone's on the juice and
all good.
Whatever.
I think he's on juice.
I can't
apple
disagree.
Juice, potato juice.
Go-go juice.
Yeah. Man juice.
That's the best card.
This is the man juice card.
It's all good. So next for Evans, there's some calls for him to possibly fight Cormier. Or I'd like to see him and Rafael Cavalcante fucking get it on.
Well, didn't Rashad say he wants to go to 185?
Sure. I don't know.
I heard that.
He probably should go to 85.
Yeah.
Because this was a weird fight. Like, well, what weight class are these guys going to fight? Because they both kind of boom, boom.
Yeah.
It's all good. Let's move right along.
Moving on.
Come on. This next discussion will be about 100 fucking minutes.
Sponsors! We are brought to you by GoDaddy.com. We got lots of codes. Do you remember them all? If not, I have.
Yes. $1.99.com with $1.99 knots. You get 30% off of new orders with 30 a deal of 4. And then all the other ones you can check. I changed the name of the tab. It's now coupons. no longer deals.
With a Q?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like MMA, Q and we're going to change the website puns to MMA Nuts with a Z.
TZ. Like TZ. Oh, also, we are brought to you by Defenso.
Oh, that was a good throw.
It was
finally. That's the problem. I threw it nice.
I'm not myself. I was expecting it like out here. Defensoap.com. Use code MMA Nuts 15% off all of your orders. They're still going strong, man. These guys are, these sponsor everybody and they're giving like free shit away constantly. But this is good. It's like, how do I describe it? It's like fucking, it's like motor oil. Like, no one ever knows like what motor oil is doing. It's just kind of in your car, but you fucking need it. You need this. Keep your ass clean.
Especially when it tastes delicious. If you're
is this still the same bar that you've had?
Fuck it. Let's do this.
He's going to eat it again.
If you're a child and you like to swear, yes, and you have a...
Rather have defense over.
Oh, yeah, there's bite marks in this one. You're a child, you like to swear. Tell your parents to get defense soap. So when you jam this fucker in your mouth,
you're gonna give yourself rabies from yourself. It's crazy, man. I wouldn't do that.
That's the sound of a bar of soap in my mouth, all you MP3 audio listeners. It's so fucking delicious.
Or BBC, either one. They should make the bars black. Hey. That would be fucking awesome. Black bar soap.
Shaped like a cock on a rope.
Yes. Cock on a rope soap for your asshole. Yeah, there's
keep
a
it clean, buddy.
There's a marketing
keep
idea.
Keep it clean.
There you go, a rod to clean your bunghole.
Speaking of you ladies in porn, you need to keep your ass clean.
Yes.
Put a little bleach on there, too.
On your asshole? Staining?
Wow, my teeth are, like, slippery right now.
Okay, nice. It's all the
oil. It also lubricates in and out. It's a natural lubricant.
Yeah.
It's a eucalyptus.
Yes. I notice a big difference in the winter. I switch to all. Usually I rotate between defense soap and regular soap.
I thought we were going on a lube conversation.
I don't know. I was
based on the temperature outside. I like to alternate my lubrication.
No, I used to use exclusively defense soap when it gets cold, and it seems like it keeps the skin from really. I get eczema otherwise. I have to really like watch it. It's bad. But also, we're brought to you by
Short Throw.
Tweaked Audio. This time I caught it.
I went low.
They just sound better. Use code MMANUTS, 33% off your Tweaked Audio earbuds. These happen to be naturally wood. Some kind of weird theme going on here. Cocks and woods and shoving shit up your ass. I'm not sure. But
jamming things in your mouth that don't belong there.
Yes. Pretty awesome. And it has an inline microphone on these. Ooh, cool. So you can use these with your iPhone.
Yep.
Take calls and shit.
I gave one set to, I think two of them are being used. One by my daughter and one by my wif.
Nice. Your wif?
Yep.
Okay. And that's it. No?
Budo Video.
Oh, yeah. BudoVideos.com.
5% off.
Use code MMANUTS for 5% off your entire fucking order.
Oh, my God. There you go. Main event! GSP Hendricks. I don't even know where to start. Let's just start with the facts. 90%. Okay. So let's go back. I'll take a step back. Hendricks loses a split decision.
Correct.
90%. I don't know, unverified, but this is the number, and I'm sticking with it. 90% of the people had Hendricks winning.
Correct.
Across the board. And
Buffalo Wild Wings went bananas when they announced
yes.
this. They were like, what the fuck?
Yes. And a lot of people were happy because a lot of GSP supporters, yes. unfortunately or fortunately. Fight Metrics had Hendricks winning.
It was close, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, and the weird thing was the round that was in question was a round I thought was pretty clear.
As did
round one,
yes,
was the two of the judges had it for GSP.
It was that takedown, maybe? I don't know.
I got to look back at my notes, because I watched it again, and then I made notes on said first round.
Yeah. Maybe it was the submission attempt, because Johnny didn't have one in the first round. And by the way, just let me say this, that I thought he had tapped when I watched this live, but when you watch it back again, the first round, he didn't really tap. I think he was just trying to find like where to put his hand because George was going to pass or whatever he was going to do, or he was moving his knee, and then they got in a transition, and then they got up or whatever. But I swore he tapped. I was like, he's tapping. No, how can you tap?
It was so early, like 30
Come
seconds.
Come on, man,
stop it!
Fucking guillotine. You better be passed out in the title fight. Don't be tapping,
yeah.
crazy man. But no, he didn't tap.
So they traded takedowns in the first. GSP had the guillotine on for a little bit.
Yep.
Hendricks got an uppercut, a bunch of fucking elbows, and a bunch of solid knees, and one really good one. And GSP had I think he might have had a couple of head kicks, but it wasn't enough where it, like, staggered Hendricks.
No.
Mm-mm. And then even after the fight, you got to look at, oh, my God, the amount damage. Of punishment and damage that GSP's face took. And Hendricks didn't even look like he was in a fucking fight.
Well, to his credit, he is Greek. So those are some...
The beard.
Well, they have light, skin.
Yes.
They're, you know, George is very light complexed. So I think you see bruises. But, I mean, those weren't, like, small bruises that George fucking beat
He keeps getting beat up worse and worse. And you look at his face after... I'm going to post pictures of... But after... Here's the Condit fight.
Yep. Now he has ice pack on his head.
And here's the Hendricks fight.
Yeah.
And he's beat the fuck in both of these. And he doesn't look like he's happy to be there anymore either.
Taking a beating.
And I think someone on the Underground posted an article and said that in the last, since GSP has been the title holder, his last three fights, he's taken half of the fucking blows than all the other fights.
So it's like a slowly sliding into like a taking more punishment,
yeah,
almost losing.
So, and then I was asking you this before we started, it almost seems like GSP is almost on the Fedor slide right now, where it's like you see him kind of slipping a little bit.
Yeah.
And Hendricks almost caught him. It was Hendricks, I think, is at where Arlovsky was against Fedor, where he is winning, and then he throws a fucking flying knee and gets knocked out. But as far as where he's at in the point of slipping, because then he goes down, and I forgot who he lost to first. But
well, he fought Brett Rogers after Arlovsky, I think, and he knocked him out. But he was losing.
Slipping.
I thought he was losing that round at first, and then he came back with a big bomb. And then he fought
Verdum, Bigfoot,
and then Dan Henderson.
Yep.
And then retirement.
Yep. Slip. And the one thing I want to mention, too, is I want to give GSP some credit, because this is the first time in a long time that he actually fucking fought.
Oh, he did.
He stood there and traded. He didn't. Yeah. He did opposite of what I thought. I thought he would do jab, takedown, jab, takedown, jab, takedown.
The entire fight.
He fucking stood and traded punches.
Yeah. We saw, was it Diaz where we saw a glimpse of that briefly? Was it which fight was that? His comeback fight, where who did he fight to come back after his knee surgery? Do you remember?
Condit.
Oh, Condit. I think, in that first round against Condit, he came out kind of balls to the wall, and then he went right back to his jab, takedown kind of thing. But he's never, like, done it this long, and I think it's because Johnny just stuffed his takedowns, and George was like, okay, I don't think I can play this game with this guy. So, I don't know. It's kind of weird, like, to see. So, let's get this clear. You think Johnny Hendricks won?
Yep.
As do I. And I think 1, 2, and 4 were for Johnny and 3 and 5 for George.
Uh-huh.
Clearly, the 2 through 5 was very clear. I think no one's arguing that anybody else won any of those other rounds. It was just the first round. So, but then you come back and say, well, in order to beat the champ, you got to
beat
the champ.
No, I think that's bullshit. And that's what some people were saying, that it almost seems like when these judges are scoring the fight that they're given the champion plus one already. So you're already starting at a deficit.
Yeah.
And it seems like that's what happened here. So I don't know how you give him the first round. What I need is a fucking judge that scored it that way to actually explain your decision.
Yeah.
And they don't fucking do that. Put it on the card then. Or have Keith Kaiser go back and fucking have these explain guys rewatch it and explain to the fans how you came to that fucking decision. Because I don't understand it. And if you could make a compelling case, I probably still won't agree with you, but I'll at least understand how you got to that point.
Yeah.
And right now, all it is a fucking number on a card that just says,
pretty much,
this guy got 10, this guy got 9.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and somebody, was it Kenny Florian that was on the post-fight talking about how damage doesn't mean anything? But when you look at how beat up George was, how can you say that Johnny didn't win? It's like, he beat the living shit out of him for 5 rounds. And
then you look at, too, who got closer to finishing someone.
Johnny.
George was rocked a couple times where his legs were like, fucking Hendricks never got rocked like that.
Nope. And he looked pretty fresh still in the 5th round. And one thing that bothered me in the post-fight press conference was that Hendricks said he was only going 70% with his punches. because he was trying to throttle himself, where maybe if he didn't do that, he could have maybe finished George. I don't know.
Well, I think tactically, like he overall, I'd say he had a fucking solid fight. This is the best I think anybody's done in X amount of years against GSP.
Yeah.
The question is, tactically, I think he made some mistakes at times where in that second round, you know, he's winning the stand-up, and then he decides he wants to wrestle for a minute after, like, he loses his mouthpiece. At least he was smart enough to say, fuck it, just jam it back in my mouth, don't need the water, this motherfucker, we can't let him off the hook right now. But then he just starts wrestling for a minute, letting GSP get his shit back together.
We were all yelling, I think. Yeah. Push away,
yeah,
push
get
away.
Off, fuck
get
that
off of
shit,
him. Make
man.
Him strike with you, yeah. But it sounded like George was retiring post-fight. And I kind of was, I'm not sure what he was trying to say. You know, it sounds like there's some shit going on in his life, but I've mentioned this before that we started that I kind of lost a little bit of respect for Dana when he came out and just railroaded his
ballistic.
The guy who's been like your workhorse, your champ for so long, basically came out and said the words he said, I don't recall exactly, but what it sounded to me was like, we own your ass. You're not fucking retiring. You fucking owe us. You know, you're going to do what we tell you to do. Fuck that. And I don't really think that's right.
Well, I think he got doubled up was the problem because he was pissed at the decision first off because he thought Hendricks won and he thought it was 4-1.
Oh, 4-1. Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he was pretty livid about the Nevada State Athletic Commission. And then you have GSP retire or whatever the fuck.
I need to hang up my gloves for a little while.
You double that on Dana, and he is just like, fuck the Athletic Commission, fucking GSP. He owes it to the UFC, the company, the Hendricks, blah, 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 immediate rematch, which leads to another question because everyone's finally agreed, okay, we're going to do an immediate rematch. So why after the Jones-Gustafson fight, where it's pretty similar outcome where a lot of people thought Gustafson won and Jones got the decision. They don't do the immediate rematch over there, but they do it on this side. I don't understand it.
I think because Jones is a prima donna and he said, I'm not fighting him again until he wins. Because that's why he's up there bitching about who Gustafson's actually fighting, which that guy he's fighting is pretty much a killer and that could go either way, actually. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why. I have a feeling John Jones is not easy to deal with for Dana. Something tells me the guy's really like a prima donna type.
Well, I think when you get to that point, when you make so much money that you're like, fuck, I'm in the driver's seat. But that goes to the difference between you're not a real fighter. You're not like Chuck Liddell back in the day where he's like, just
whatever.
I'll fight anybody, anywhere. Just fucking put them in front of me.
Yep.
You put them there, I'll knock them down. You set them up, I'll knock them down.
Yeah. But it's just weird. It's weird to me because just before the fight, Dana was saying how great it is to work with George. He's like the easiest. He's like, I love him. He's the best. He's the best, most professional guy.
Uh-huh.
And then as soon as the fight's over, it's like, fuck you, George. Like, you're my bitch. I own you and whatever else. And
nope.
The guy, I mean, looking at him and just his demeanor, I feel like there's something going on with him mentally. Like, there's either he's physically exhausted to the point where he's just been redlining himself for so many years and he just can't do it anymore. And he's just having like psychotic episodes of losing time that he was talking about.
The aliens,
you know, and, you know, he just didn't look. I mean, dude, he doesn't look like he wants to be there. He just doesn't.
For a guy that won a fight, I would be ecstatic after these things in the press conference. I'd be like, it's fucking party time. Let's get some beers. Let's go fucking hang out and have some fun now. After all the fucking training and staying on point with your diet and all this fucking press, I'm like, what a relief it's got to be done with all that and have the win and break all the records. Oh, speaking of which, he broke the record for most time in the octagon now.
Beating BJ Penn?
Yes, he did.
Oh, bullshit.
Forget that.
Well, BJ's going to fight again, so maybe he can get it back.
I don't know, because he beat him early in the first round, so he got an extra 4 rounds in.
Oh.
That's gonna be tough.
I don't know. I don't know, George. All I can say is if he fights again or not. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed watching him. I know we give him a lot of shit on the show, and I mean, if the guy don't want to do it, don't make him. Jesus Christ, man! It's like he's got plenty of money. He's got his health. Hopefully, maybe it's something with his health. I don't know. You know,
it's not a health thing. Dana in the post-fight scrum calmed way down because he had a chance to actually talk to GSP one-on-one and figure out what was going on. And he said, it's really not that big of a deal, but the way that GSP obsesses over things, that in his mind, whatever is going on is a real big deal. So I'm thinking...
A sex tape with Rory McDonald.
Yeah, it is a gay porn
with
sex
his roommate.
Tape.
I don't know, I'm just saying.
Or maybe that's why they both had a questionable performance.
Because they knew it was coming out.
Yes. But I'm going to go back to aliens and go, I think aliens are involved.
He was abducted?
Well, I'm thinking maybe it's all the semen that's been deposited in GSP's rectum over the years.
Okay.
And you could probably can only hold so much alien semen.
Is that why
rectum.
His belly's distended? Because yes. He has semen?
Yeah.
A belly full of semen?
True. And here's another question. Back to the serious side. Did GSP look like he not have cardio in this fight? Because
he looked
a little gassed out in the first round.
He did.
Well, Johnny hit him. Juice?
He seems like he looked leaner for sure. Johnny hit him a few times though, and I wonder if that took some stamina away. You know, and I don't know. I can understand if there's something weighing on your mind, and if George seems like the kind of guy who you know you remember him. He's very like everything's got to line up. It's got to be perfect, and that's why like you say like why wouldn't he just take time off the party? I don't think this guy can do that. I don't think. He is done fighting, and he's already thinking, my opponent is training for me. I need to go back to training, like, right now.
Yeah.
And
no Greg Jackson in the corner, either.
Remember that whole thing with the abductor muscle and all that shit? Oh, again, no Greg Jackson?
Remember? He wasn't there.
Oh, I didn't even
because
know.
Because it was Farhad Sahabi and whoever his mentor was.
Okay.
And they're fucking talking in French.
Okay. I forgot about that, yeah. I guess I got used to not seeing him there because it's, what, three fights now?
He's not in his corner. I don't know.
Weird. There must be a rift.
There's maybe that's
disturbance.
It. Maybe
in
that's
force.
Why he's taking more and more punishment now.
Because Greg's not. Mm. Well, it's weird because he is taking more risks now. He's changing things up. He's kind of. I think I don't know. The other thing is too is he took so much shit from everybody about playing it safe. Maybe that's why he's fighting how he is now. And now he's of course getting beat up more. So. I don't know. This whole thing has got me. I hope we can figure out what's going on with GSP. I hope he's not retired, but. If he is, you know.
He's not. Dana said he's not retired. He's just got to take care of the personal problem, whatever he's got going
on. He's got a baby on the way.
Oh,
that's
snap.
That's my other real prediction, other than the sex tape with Rory McDonald.
It's a sex tape,
which, you know, we would definitely show on the show if,
it's neither here,
if it came out.
Nor there.
It'd be playing right now if there was such a thing.
And I ain't going to blur that shit out. Nope. Fuck
it'd
you, YouTube, Google Plus, whatever you are today or tomorrow.
So anyways, so next for GSP, if he does...
Immediate rematch!
You think they'll do that?
Yes, they already said that.
Okay.
Dana actually is on board with the immediate rematch.
Good.
It's fucked up. I mean, I don't want to talk about judging anymore because what are you going to do? You can't do anything unless you're going to appoint your own.
Yeah.
You know? Or not fight in Nevada anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
They could make a statement and just do like, two shows in Vegas. Well, I don't know where you're going to move then, to California. You want to fight somewhere close.
Yeah.
If they're all based out of Vegas, but you got to do something. Appealing to the governor, and I haven't heard anything. It's weird because there was that one boxing match that was completely fucked up, and looked like the governor got involved with that. But when you're talking about UFC, it's kind of, whatever. Like, what brings in more money for the state? I would imagine it would have to be the UFC because the number of large cards seems to be more in their favor versus boxing. But
you would think.
You'd have to look at that. Because if this guy is making how much? 30, 20 million, 30 million? Who is it? Mayweather making fuck tons of money. How much does Nevada get off of one of those cards?
20%.
There is an amusement tax of 11% or whatever it is. Yeah. Depending upon what municipality. That's right. I can't even say that word again. But I said tete. It's all good. I imagine beer is delicious.
I think you're having lots of fun with your beer.
I'm loving it.
I'm totally stone cold sober, and Matt's just rolling through him over there. I think he's very happy to be drinking beer again.
That's right.
I think you go back to the beer in the wintertime more, maybe. Is that how it works?
I don't know. I just I was doing it from a health standpoint, or I didn't want all these extra carbs. Now I just said, fuck it. I'm a man.
Drink
work
the
out,
beer.
Bitch.
It's all good.
All right, let's go right into Ass to Nuts.
All right.
Moving right along here.
Ass to Nuts? Is that what you said?
Yep. Okay. I don't know. And Jeremy Sellover, it's a comment. Besides myself with utter disappointment, Johnny Hatchett trained his ass off and he beat the champ. He deserves to have the belt.
I agree.
Agreed. Stuart Harrison. I think the UFC is bullshitting when they say they're tired of bad decisions. I say this because they never do anything about it. Now I know in the U.S. they have no control over who gets to judge. However, the fact that makes my point is that there are the same damn judges they take to Brazil and Canada, places where they can choose their own judges. So my question is, the fuck? Question mark, exclamation point.
That's a really interesting question because I didn't even realize that's what they do. So they bring the shitty judges with them. So why would they do that?
Maybe that's only who's available. Maybe there's a pool of judges, and here's who you have to choose from. So you
shitty or really, really shitty. It's like, oh, I'll go shitty.
Kim Winslow or Steve Mazzagatti?
Yeah.
Winslow.
I guess. I don't know.
It's tough. Moving right along. Joe Fortis.
Uh-oh.
With GSP possibly retiring, what does that do to the 170-pound division?
It opens up everything. It's amazing. Like you got a
gaping
hole. Gaping hole in the 170-pound division. Yeah.
Okay.
I love it.
Great. Frank Fleming, if you look at GSP's record, he usually dominates in rematches. You think we'll see a much better GSP with an even better game plan when the rematch happens?
If it's in Canada, I think Johnny Hendricks is in big trouble.
And it probably will be in Canada, because I think no way in hell is GSP going to fight in Nevada again or any... Well, actually, the rumor was possibly doing it in Texas.
Why? Oh, at Dallas Cowboy Stadium?
Yeah.
That would be that would be crazy.
But then that's the home field advantage for
Johnny?
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be crazy, man. Texas
boy.
It'd
be fucking bananas. They should do it there.
We might have to go if that happens. That stadium's big. We could definitely get
done tickets. And done.
We can, and Dallas is a nice town.
Yes,
so.
Yes, it is. It's been a while since I've been out there. What else was I going to say on that? Yes, does GSP look better in the rematches? Yes, because you look at the Matt Hughes, Matt Serra, pretty much anybody named Matt, he's fucking them up the second time around.
Yes.
Ryan Smith, next for Cerrone, he says he likes Barboza.
Does he go into 145?
No. Dana put the nicks on that. He's like, fuck that shit. The guy has a hard enough time making 55.
Yeah.
About killing himself, and he's so fucking shredded at 55. Fuck 45.
I like Barboza. That would be a good fun fight. Styles.
File up for Mr. Smith. UFC on Fox 10 main event will be Josh Thompson versus Benson Henderson in a 5-round fight. What are your thoughts?
I think it's going to go 5 rounds. That's my thought.
I think Chicago gets shit on yet again.
I don't know why we don't get big fights here,
every fucking time. It's always a UFC on Fox, the last three fucking cards. The last time we had a numbered UFC that was a pay-per-view was UFC 90, Anderson Silva, Patrick Cote, which Dana White said, they're going to come back. We're going to make this one up to you guys in Chicago. Yeah, when?
They're not doing it.
When?
2014? Yeah, some guys seem like they're always on a track for that Fox card. Why Ben Henderson? Is it maybe it's something to do with contracts or I don't know. Like,
Jesus, I think the angels and
the Fox crowd likes Jesus.
I don't know. Wings. He's wholesome, and you know he's not going to swear, so it's a safe bet in the post-fight interview. You know,
maybe that's it. I don't know.
He's a good role model or something.
Yes, angel tattoos and all.
Yep. Ryan Mew, how does Bendo versus Thompson make sense? And why do you think that they make the Grant versus Thompson for the number one contender position? Why do you think that they make...
I'm confused.
That fucking question didn't make sense.
Next.
Sorry. Grant's injured. Ryan Mew, follow up. How do you marinate your chicken wings? What's your favorite recipe?
Me?
Yeah.
Chicken wings? I actually do not marinate chicken wings.
Blasphemy and go!
Yes, I do. I'm just kidding. I use, what do I use? I use, like, Italian dressing and a bunch of, like, different seasonings and I let that shit simmer overnight in the fridge. And I pull them out and slow.
You poke them with a fork.
Smoke them slowly.
Let that nice juice get in there.
But the last few times I've done the big drumsticks, so I don't really marinate those. I just dry rub them the night before.
The dry rubber.
Yeah, I dry rub them, and then if you smoke them, then they get like this real crusty bark on them, so they're really tasty. Really.
Nice.
I like dry rubbing.
It's all about dry rubbing.
How do you do your?
I do the same kind of dressing. It's like a sweet Italian.
Yeah.
And then if you dip that in the fucking, I like to have the barbecue sauce. I like to have ranch dressing.
Ranch is good.
Not blue cheese.
Yeah, I love blue cheese, man.
Not the blue cheese, but.
It's like the same.
But then I'll lay down my smoked chips.
Maybe that's what fucked me up last night. I wonder if that blue cheese was bad.
Probably.
Maybe it's just
all mold and no cheese?
No, I don't know. Maybe it was expired. Fucking, I don't know. It was a little bit crusty. Could be when my stomach hurts.
Could be. Mm-hmm. Had nothing to do with the 10 big black cocks you took up your ass.
No, it did not.
Okay. I'm just double checking.
Rectally, I was a cleansing process. That's all good.
Alien semen. Stuart Harrison. When is the greatest of all time Matt Hamill fighting again?
I don't know.
Never. He's been cut.
Ooh.
I don't know. Robert Lilly. How about a welterweight tournament now if GSP goes? Winner takes on Hendricks for the title.
I'll buy that, but that's not going to happen.
Okay. I'm just going to move right along. Paul Arias asked about 13 good questions, and I'm censoring you down to
one.
Some. Do you think Dana gave Hendricks the win bonus he deserved?
Yes.
Yes. Do you think people surrounding GSP saying he should retire was messing with his head, causing issues?
No.
I think yes. If GSP is out the title picture, either for a hiatus or good, where do you put Lombard in the title picture? And how well do you think he matches up against Hendricks when both are power-hitting grapplers?
I think Johnny can take Lombard.
But yes.
That would be interesting.
Does Rory blowing off everybody and running out of the cage after result show some immaturity?
Of course. He's like 24, isn't he?
Yeah. And he's like the Canadian psycho. Yeah. Do you think Sergio Pettis' lackluster performance in debut was obvious nervousness, and do you think he learned from Anthony's debut about refraining from trying to be flashy to avoid leaving opening for your opponent to take advantage of?
I did not see.
I just think the water bottle fucked him up. The whole game was off after that.
What do you
that.
Mean you won't feed me my water?
I stick it in my mouth.
That was the coolest gift ever.
No, I'm not sticking it in your mouth, you son of a bitch. Does Evans win do anything to elevate him in the title picture, or is he still in the neutral position stemming from his lackluster performance against Jones?
I don't think beating Chael Sonnen does anything for him, unfortunately. It's just another W in the column.
I hear you. Rodrigo Machado, a salutations from Brazil. Thank you. Are you guys watching the Ultimate Fighter Team Ronda versus Team Tate? And what are your guys' thoughts on both women as a trainers and a fighters?
I keep saying I'm not going to watch it, but I keep watching it. I can't stop. It's like a trainer.
They bring me back in.
I don't know. They're opposing, you know, styles, I suppose. Yeah. Scissor fighting. I definitely have grown to like Misha more. After this, and I've
hotter now, huh?
She seems more attractive for some reason. I don't know why.
She's cool as a cucumber.
Yeah, she hasn't changed looks
in a bowl of my hot sauce.
There you go. But Rhonda has just confirmed everything I ever thought about her, which is she's just batshit crazy. But to her credit, at least she doesn't try to mask it. She's like, I am what I am. Take me as I am.
Yeah, and they'll edit it how they edit it.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's going to be interesting. Then the finale fights are going to be good. If you're going to watch anything, I think this coming week you should check it out. It's going to be pretty good. They got a couple good fighters for sure on the female and male side. So it's going to be fun.
And then Misha Tate going up against Alexander Gustafsson in the UFC cover vote. Who will win? Oh, by the way, I got to say, vote Bisping! Michael Bisping for cover of EA UFC. Make it happen.
Is he still in the running?
He's up against Sonnen right now, and apparently he's losing. Let's make this. I need to tweet this out. Vote Bisping.
Vote Bisping.
There is no curves. Absolutely none. And go. No water.
Okay.
Andrew.
Speaking of which, before I forget, we should put that Misha Tate Muffember on the website and put the link out, not tweet out the picture directly, if that makes any sense. Is it on our website?
It is, but it's in the red light district.
Okay. We need to put it, like, make an actual article and put it out there. And
Misha Tate is winning Muffember.
Muffember. Maybe we can put her up again. Ooh, against, is there?
I don't have that one yet, but I.
You know what I'm thinking, right?
Can make it. Yes. I was already thinking it.
Yes, perfect. Even better, we can have them vote on it. There we go. You put the two, and you have people vote.
I'm going to have to do this tomorrow.
Huh?
I have to do this tomorrow before the show gets out.
Okay. I can do it if you give me the, well, whatever. It. We can discuss later. But
it's all good.
This is a genius idea. It's going to be so epic.
Things are happening.
Our website's going to get taken down.
To get, like, lawyer, you guys can't post this?
I don't know.
Goddamn right I am.
They seem like, she seems like a cool chick. I think she'll be a good sport.
Who wins? Muffember? If you got to vote, you got to vote. We got a mental note? Because I'm not going to remember that.
I'll email you.
Okay.
And then if you need me to do it, just send me the picture.
No, I'll do it. I just got to remember. And then Andrew M. will close it out. Do you think Woodley is a legit BBC threat at 170?
I think he could be. I want to see him fight one more guy that's a bit up in the rankings, because Koscheck for me was not really up there.
No, that was it was a good fight stylistically. I mean, that's what we got, what we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Two wrestlers just to stand and bang with some fucking power.
I hate iPhone autocorrect. It won't let me type Misha.
Misha.
There we go.
It's all good. So he's going to email that to me. We're going to make it happen. MMA Nut style, knowledge. Got anything for this month? What's going on tonight? We've got season enders. Do we have finales for two shows?
Oh, is it finales for both?
I think it's for both, aren't there?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be weird. What am I going to do on Sunday night?
I don't know. Boardwalk Empire? Is it a finale? I don't know if Boardwalk Empire is, but I think we're getting close.
It's either this week or next week.
Yeah. And I know Kenny Powers is this week. So
okay. Poor guy, man. He had a meltdown last week. Fuck Christmas.
He's got to cut that wife off.
Fuck you.
He's going to be catching rays and banging chicks.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know if I've laughed that hard with this fucking buddy and his chin. It's
like, how about last week and he gets it blown off? Like, oh, my chin, dying. I'm bleeding.
He's literally dying. I was like laughing so hard.
Those blue eyes were freaking me the fuck out. Yeah. They're so vampire blue.
Oh, yeah.
And his it like
with a Jay Leno chin.
Yeah.
Like crazy ass.
Solid.
It was pretty good. Knowledge-wise, I don't know. I don't have anything, you know. Just getting cold, you know. Got crazy
winter
weather.
Winter is coming.
Yeah. Looking forward to Thanksgiving, though, I'll tell you that.
Why?
Because I love Thanksgiving. I love to eat. I'm planning on smoking a turkey.
You're going to say smoking a bowl.
I like smoking cock.
Smoking and weeds.
And weeds, too. I'll smoke whatever. It doesn't matter. So this week, coming up week, it's going to be epic. Next week, I think we're taking a break.
We're off next week.
We're going to cut it off because Xbox One's coming out. It's holiday week.
I got to buy a fucking TV. I don't have a TV. It doesn't even have a fucking HDMI import. Input.
Yeah.
Fucking 10-year-old TV. Rear projection. It's a lot of work, Ingo. I just don't want any. I want to be able to play games without lag, and it's so much work to try to find some work.
There you go. You can use the Xbox PS4 sales to fund your television purchase. That's a good call.
I'm already using it to fund something else. I don't even know. I'm like already behind.
Okay.
I bought the new iPhone.
Oh, okay.
But I sold my old iPhone 4 for $135.
Nice.
So, it's all good.
They hold their value.
Surprising, but awesome. All the Apple. It's because they're fucking cunts on the refurb market.
Oh, yeah.
They only let a select few sell it, but then they control everything. And 10% off, that's it, usually on the refurb side. So. Smart. Everyone else is like, fuck it, sell it at whatever.
$12.
Totally doesn't bastardize the product, but nope. It's all good. That's it. Just shut it down. Have a little piss.
All right. That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. Since we're not doing a show next week, we wish you a happy and merry Thanksgiving. And I think Hanukkah starts on the same day. So if you're of the Brothers of the Cloth cap,
the Is that what it is?
Happy Hanukkah.
I'll grow an extra large beard or something.
And have a happy Thanksgiving.
My cock looks like that. Is that a bonus?
You have a cloth on your cock? Like a little cap?
No, I like to grow the hair down.
Okay, nice.
Misha Tate,
too much information. It's Muffmember, not Cockmember, sir.
Hey, I'm just trying to keep pace with the ladies. All right. I respect them and appreciate them.
Yes.
It's all good. Yeah. Thanks for playing.
Yeah.